If Robert Sala wants to serve popcorn in Section 300,
he'll be able to.
He is now available to do that. He was fired today by the New York Jets. I did not see this coming. After a London game with another game coming up against Buffalo, a big game, by the way, this week. Now, Tuesday's the off day in the National Football League. Mostly players are not even in the facility unless they're getting some treatment there at home. But he got to work studying the film, doing the things he normally does, walking to his office first thing this morning, and he got intercepted before he got to his door to sit down at his desk, and he was told he was meeting with ownership, Woody Johnson, Chris Johnson, his brother. They promptly dismissed him. He's been fired. They have elevated defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich, who is a Sala disciple. Sala was 5 games into year 4. He was 20-36 as the head coach of the New York Jets. Back-to-back 7-win seasons the last 2 years. Last year, obviously, they lose their quarterback, Rodgers, in the opener. So they wanted to give him a shot with Aaron Rodgers. And he and Rodgers have been butting heads. I mean, that is the worst-kept secret in the league, mostly behind the scenes, but occasionally publicly as well. You've seen some weird interactions. We talked about the press conferences last week where Rodgers went after Sala for not basically coming down on the linemen for jumping offsides on false starts, rather saying that Rodgers needs to clean up his cadence. There was the weird interaction on the field where Sala went to give him a hug and Rodgers kind of shoved him away. To me, this is pretty obvious. Aaron Rodgers runs that team. They went and made the deal with the devil, and maybe that's not the right phrase here, but they brought in the 40-plus-year-old quarterback who wants to run the show, who was angry in Green Bay because they wouldn't let him run the show. They said, here you go, sir. Here's your organization. Take us to the Super Bowl. And forgetting for a moment that Rodgers has really struggled and not playing well, it's been a disaster mostly. Like, Sala's defense is number one in the NFL right now. The offense is 27th. Sala fired. Rodgers is going to continue to start and probably try to bring in his buddy Davante Adams next.
Yeah, easier to get rid of one than the other at this point, right? Just given contracts. I felt like his days were numbered when he said maybe Rodgers has to change his cadence or clean up his cadence, whatever that was. I thought that was the most wrong thing anybody has ever said at a podium. Like, the weapon that he has. Now, Aaron Rodgers, I'll get to Aaron Rodgers in a second, remains a lot to deal with. He's first team all a lot to deal with. He's the captain. He'd like to own the team as well. He's a lot to deal with. But that's still a weapon. That cadence and that thing has gotten more free plays than anybody at arcade in human history. I mean, that is a thing that needs to be emphasized and utilized. And when he said, yeah, maybe I got to clean up the cadence, wrong. Days are numbered as far as I was concerned.
That wasn't the first time either. Remember in minicamp.
That excused absence, exactly. Unexcused absence thing, yeah.
When Rodgers was in Egypt, I think it was. We didn't know that at the time. But instead of just coming up to the podium and lying to everyone for the betterment of either your relationship with Rodgers or just to not create drama. Like, let's not even make it that he had to put Rodgers over or make him look good, but just to avoid in a major media market where every molehill is a mountain.
Yeah, everything's a thing.
He came up to the podium and was like, yeah, it's an unexcused absence. He'll be here when he wants to be here. And it made Rodgers the bad guy in that situation. Now, I'm not pretending like he's a victim. He chose to go to Egypt.
Right, he is the bad guy.
On one of the few times that he should have been at the office working with his team where it's mandated all offseason. But that was a choice that Sala made that clearly damaged their relationship. You got to know who you're working with.
Mm-hmm.
Rodgers is a giant pain in the ass who wants to be appealed to and appeased and told how good he is all the time, and he doesn't want you pushing back and bristling. Like, he wants you to do it his way. So if you're going to play games with Aaron Rodgers, you're going to get the horns every now and then. So between that comment and then the podium discrepancy, we need to do something different with snap count. And then Rodgers saying, or we could just hold guys accountable. You knew this thing was rotten from the inside out.
Yeah, so I did not expect you land on the plane from coming home from London, and then the first day you come back to work, you're gone.
I was stunned when I saw this today.
I thought he was going to get fired because they just don't look right.
But you thought at the end of the year, right?
Like, no, sometime during the season.
So you thought they'd continue to play like crap and he'd get fired.
Yeah.
That was definitely a possibility. I guess for me, I hadn't really thought about it beyond, I didn't think it was this right now.
Like, yeah, I did not have right now. I'm not some sort of seer.
But I also don't think Sala is a great coach. Again, he's 20-36 overall. He has not gotten the quarterback situation correct, which is not all his fault. He has not gotten the OC situation correct, which certainly recently has nothing to do with him because you're basically placating Rodgers by going and getting Nathaniel Hackett. Having said that, though, Danny, you hired a defensive-minded head coach. He is the defensive leader of the building, right? He is the head of the snake on defense. And since the moment he was hired, they are number one in points per drive. They are number one in EPA per play defensively. He gave you a great defense.
Yep.
Now, Your GM, Joe Douglas, has to pick players on offense that make plays. Your decision at quarterback has to work. I'm not saying his hands are clean here, but when you hire a defensive-minded head coach, if they give you a great defense, they kind of did the thing that they do. Like the guy you hired walked through the door.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want to blame him for the quarterback situation, because that's partially on him too, no problem. But I guess my point is, when you hire defensive-minded, you better get quarterback right. Because if you don't, it cannot work.
So they are, there's some things that aren't necessarily, I don't know if it's on Saleh, I don't know if it's on Aaron Rodgers, I don't know if it's on Nathaniel Hackett. I don't know what I don't know. I do know this. Breece Hall was excellent. I promise you that's a good running
back. Are we sure?
Yes.
Because I was sure before the year. His numbers are awful.
They're atrocious. Brian Baldwin had a great breakdown of this where there is just, on a play that should be getting 5, 6, 7, 8 yards, there are dudes in the backfield that are ruining it. Like, their run game is broken.
They're the worst run team right now in the NFL statistically.
And they're among the worst run teams that I've watched. I mean, they can't do it.
And that's with Breece Hall and Braylon Allen, both of whom are, you would think, I think we feel like, are really good.
Yeah, Breece Hall is explosive, can do a little bit of everything. He's got a little, I'm trying to think of the guy. Why am I blanking on his name? Held out for a year, Pittsburgh Steelers
Le'Veon
running back.
Bell.
Yeah, he's got some Le'Veon Bell to it, the way he doesn't glide the same way, but has that kind of little bit of elusiveness. Breece Hall can play. He's averaging 3 yards a carry.
Let me ask you a question, though. Why is he averaging 3 and their other running backs are averaging more? I'm not saying he is the problem. Like, Braylon Allen, before this past week, I think was at 5 yards.
Yeah, he's at 4.5.
Still in the mid-4s. That's a pretty big discrepancy.
It's a large discrepancy. I think it's early game. It's first down. Let's do the thing. Hand it to Breece Hall. Is getting stuffed. I haven't gone carry for carry, but remember those years where Washington's starting running back was pretty pedestrian, then Chris Thompson's averaging 5 yards a carry on draws and, you know, getting better looks? Who knows what's true? But Allen runs hard, and I like him too. But Breece Hall's a stud. Be that as it may, they're broken right now. And instead of firing everybody or firing everyone on the offensive staff or you know, doing something to try to fix this, they're going just for the top, the head of the snake, to see if maybe that gives them a jolt. But if your evaluation of the Jets is, they're a pretty talented team with some good pieces, their season's slipping away. Like, they're 2-3 and probably should be worse than that. Like, they don't look good at all. Their
and
offense
they played
stinks.
Buffalo this week.
Yeah.
Which is a nice little one-way ticket to 2-4, perhaps.
Right.
Now I think you give them a little bit more of a chance because of that seemingly locked-in dead cat bounce. Doesn't mean you always win, but when a team fires a coach in season, that next game is almost always better than the several that precluded it. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's why the term has been coined, right? I mean, you look at anytime there's a major change. I mean, Carolina's back to being terrible, but the first day it wasn't Bryce Young, everybody's skipping free in the fields, and their offense was the best in the sport that weekend. You know, now they've regressed back to the mean, and Andy Dalton's doing Andy Dalton things. But that happens when a coach, everyone's like, ding dong, the witch is dead. We feel better about ourselves now, and we go out and play a little bit better.
If I'm a Jets fan, or if I'm in that front office, this move at least gives me hope that something will change. Doesn't mean Saleh was the whole problem. Frankly, the problem is the offense.
Yes.
I mean, the problem is unequivocally and irrefutably when they have the football, not when they're defending. They're mm-hmm. great when they're defending. This changes nothing. Nathaniel Hackett's still Nathaniel Hackett. They need Rodgers, who threw 3 picks, mostly bad mm-hmm. picks in a bad performance in London, to play a lot better. None of that changes when you fire Robert Saleh. But you're just hoping for a momentum-shifting goalie pool, basically. Like, when the team is playing like crap, maybe the goalie isn't 100% of the problem. He let up a soft goal or two. You've given up 5 goals after 25 minutes or something. But you pull the goalie because it just rattles everybody's cages a little bit, and you start to walk a little straighter, a little narrower. They got the Bills this weekend. If they win that game, they're in first place.
Mm-hmm.
You get that.
Yeah.
I don't mean you specifically, but think about this. Buffalo's lost 2 in a row. The Dolphins are dead. The Patriots are awful. They might be going to Drake May here in the next week or two. It's there for you if you can just be okay on offense. And I think maybe this is let's just see if we can motivate people to be a little bit better on that side of the ball.
Yeah, this is one of those, it's worth a shot type moves, right? Again, it's unfair. It's why the head coach makes so much money. It's why he's in charge. So you get this, we can't fire 15 people. We're not getting rid of Aaron Rodgers. There's not only so much we can do. Our hands are pretty tied. Before this thing slips away, let's try to do this now and try to get this thing on the right track. I don't know if it's going to work long-term or not, but I'm surprised it was today. I thought they'd go another couple of weeks. They'd be middling. And if their eval is, we're too talented to be this bad, then yeah, get rid of the culture setter, that the head coach. But this is basically, to me, a tug of war between Aaron Rodgers and Robert Saleh that Aaron Rodgers won.